Cigars International is the ultimate destination for premium handmade cigars. Visit www.cigarsinternational.com/TFLtruck or use code TFLtruck at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping on your entire order. Known as the industry leader, Cigars International offers the largest selection, unbeatable prices, and a customer service experience that is second to none. One of the best things I can think of as someone who enjoys a good cigar is spring, summertime, being able to hang out with my friends on the deck or even go camping and have a few stogies while enjoying the outdoors and the warm weather. It is one of my favorite things. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. Visit www.cigarsinternational.com/TFLtruck or use the code TFLtruck at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping on your entire order.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Guys, I have a very special edition of TFL Talking Trucks podcast for you because I have an opportunity to show you and tell you everything about the expanded new lineup of GMC Sierra electric trucks. This is a 2026 model year. This is just June of 2025, but the 2026 models already heading towards the dealerships across the board. And now there are three very distinct trim levels with a lot of different variations of each trim level. So I thought I would take this opportunity. I'm in Michigan. It's really beautiful here. And I can show you three trucks. So first of all, we have the 2026 GMC Sierra EV Denali. If you're watching us on TFL Talk channel, thank you very much. And if you are watching it, you will see that it has a very interesting purple color. And if you're just listening, also thank you very much. We really appreciate your support. We love that you're listening to us and also watching us. Right next to this Denali is the new 2026, and this is the addition to the lineup. This is the Sierra EV 84, which is the off-road truck. And I'll tell you all the specs about it and everything that's going on here. And then a little bit more interestingly, I think, is a truck that's a little bit on the side here, which is the new Sierra EV Elevation. And Elevation is basically the base model, the entry point for the Sierra EV lineup. And it's shown here with some accessories, which is kind of fun. So let me just close the door here. This Elevation truck. So if you're used to GMC truck lineups, you will remember that like the Sierra 1500 internal combustion trucks also have the Elevation models, which is kind of the entryway, and also the GMC Canyon trucks. So it's kind of aligns in the entire GMC kind of family of vehicles. But this particular one is showing off a few accessories. So the frunk is open, but I think I can push the button in the front bumper. I can close it. I've also can open and close this, of course, using a key fob or using some buttons on the inside. But this is what it looks like with the frunk closed. And it does have these optional wheels. So the base model with a standard range battery. Sierra EV would come with an 18-inch wheel. This is an optional 22-inch wheel, which is kind of filled in all the way. It looks very interesting. It kind of caught my eye instantly when I walked up to it, because it's basically, there's no openings in it. It's almost like a monoblock wheel. Of course, all of them have 8-lug hubs. These are fairly sizable and hefty vehicles. And they're also introducing a range of pricing and the range of batteries and the range, different driving ranges. So the standard range GMC EV Elevation has a starting price of around $62,500 before destination, and the destination charge is $2,095. So if you add that in, you're pushing closer to $65,000. But $65,000 for an all-wheel drive, fairly premium truck with around 400 miles of driving range, I think it's a really great deal. And I'm glad GMC is doing this, offering more choices and more affordable choices also. And looking at payload stickers and towing, this particular model is super optioned. So this number, this particular one I'm looking at right now, has a payload of 1,423 pounds and a tow rating of 12,500 pounds. So this tow rating is the maximum available. This payload is not maximum available because it has to do with a lot of options, including wheels and tires. But I was just looking at the spec sheet, and the Sierra EV Elevation has a maximum payload of 2,200 pounds or 2,250, which is for something between the half ton and a heavy duty pickup. That's a really great number. The 1,400 number, it's okay for a half ton, but really, I think to make this truck as usable as possible, I would probably not choose these 22s. I'd probably stay with 18-inch wheels, and I'd probably choose a slightly smaller battery, because the driving range, you know, 400 miles is still quite a lot of range to begin with. So I would, I think, select it like that, increase my payload a little bit, and still have 12,500 pounds of maximum towing capacity, which I could use, maybe not on cross-country journeys, because that depends on the charging infrastructure. But you can see a trailer behind that Denali right there, kind of a light fishing boat. Right there, but I could tow probably heavy locally, you know, maybe an hour away, maybe going to the lake with a camper or a boat. So that's kind of the use case I think that you can use this for. Now, there's also a lot of other options. For example, Ian, if you can come in here with me, you can get an optional midgate. So the base price probably does not include some of these features. So the Elevation truck I'm showing you right now is accessorized. It's got a lot of different optional equipment. So it just kind of shows you what's possible. This one does not have a panoramic sunroof, which I think in some ways it's actually a good thing, because if you do have one, it can be really hot in the summer months. Just too much light and heat coming in. But I really like some of the accessories here. So let me show you this, another look at this frunk and the sliding tray. I was talking to somebody at GMC, and she mentioned that in the winter months, for example, when you're trying to reach something in the frunk, it's likely that the vehicle is dirty. Maybe there's ice built up or dirt or mud. So having a sliding tray, you know, to carry your groceries or something like that is really handy, because you can access all your stuff without leaning in and reaching in really, really far. So that's a pretty neat way of doing this. I was also, I discovered a little secret. So let me show you something that I haven't seen before. If you look on the inside of the hood, there is a sticker here that shows the kilowatt hours of the battery. So basically rated capacity of the battery. So before, some of these stickers would tell you the type of engine family that is in this vehicle. But in this case, it shows you kind of the battery level, so you can kind of get an idea. As an owner, or when you're just looking at trucks, you can kind of get an idea of what that's like as far as what type of battery it has. All of them have two motors, so all of them have all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive capability. So that's not an issue, but they do have different horsepower ratings. The base elevation has 645 horsepower. It's hard to say that number, because when you're talking about 645 horsepower, that doesn't seem like a base number, but that's indeed the case here. Now, we got to talk about this bed and also some of the accessories shown here. So there's a little of a bed rack here on this Elevation truck. It's carrying this, in this case, kind of a rooftop tent, or in this case, bed top tent.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers, so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
So kind of shows some capabilities, some different things you could do with this truck. Also shows the tailgate. This is the multifunction tailgate, basically, with the stopper. And the specs, you know the specs before if you've been kind of following up on some of these electric pickups from GM, because this is now the third model year of this truck. The bed with the tailgate closed and the midgate closed is about 5 feet 10 inches long. With the midgate open and the bed and the tailgate closed, that's about 9 feet 1 inch long. And then with the tailgate extended all the way like this, the way you see it here, that's over 10 feet. So you have a lot of options. There's a kayak sitting here inside. And this is basically a 10-footer. So you can kind of see this. So this 10-footer fits in here and it goes inside the truck with the midgate open right there. But it just shows you some of the possibilities. Of course, driving like this without a tonneau cover, you have to remember that you will hear some wind noise, because if your midgate is down, you're basically, your cabin is exposed to the elements, so some rain can come in or something else. But they do also sell either soft or hard tonneau covers on these trucks, so you have that option as well. To cover this up with the tailgate closed and the midgate open, it's still kind of a closed environment, but you have to remember that the soft tonneau cover will vibrate in the wind. So I would recommend getting a hard-sided tonneau cover if you're planning on using your midgate a lot. So something to think about. So once again, starting price of around $65,000, 645 horsepower, all-wheel drive truck with the range approaching 400 miles. I think that's already a really good proposition. It's really hard to compare it against the competitive set, because there's just so many little variations of each truck, different capabilities. But this is a full-size vehicle, 146-inch wheelbase. It feels really traditional. It has a shorter front, so they kind of moved the cabin a little bit forward, giving it a larger bed and shorter kind of front overhang. So yeah, Pretty interesting. Now let's take a look at another brand new entry in this lineup. This is an addition for 2026. This is the new AT4. So of course, just like the Elevation, AT4 has been around in the GMC lineup for many years. This is their kind of entry to their off-road trim levels. And you could see that badge very clearly on the tailgate, AT4. But there is another visual clue immediately, instantly. You could see the larger all-terrain tires. And basically this is an 18-inch wheel. And this tire, at least they selected here from the factory, it's a Goodyear Wrangler Territory AT. But it does have electric drive symbol on it. So this is quite interesting. And load range E. So this is a M&S mud and snow capable tire that's also rated for electric vehicles. And that's nice, made in the USA. So a couple things. I get this question quite a lot where people say, oh, I can just go out and buy any Goodyear Wrangler Territory AT tire. As long as the size is right, I could just slap it on a vehicle if I'm replacing tires. But there's a lot more to it because each vehicle, even though the brand of the tire is the same, a lot of different trucks and SUVs have different requirements for weight, for performance, for power, rolling resistance. So even though the tread may look the same, the size may be the same, you have to tell the tire manufacturer or the store you're at, specifically, usually the vehicle you're searching for the tire, to replace the tire for, because that determines a lot. For example, this AT4 happens to be a maximum range battery, so 478 miles of range, but it also has 725 horsepower. In this iteration of it. So that's a lot of power, and the tire has to be designed for it too, for the weight of the truck and also the power it's trying to put down. Because if you're not too careful, a lot of things can happen. I remember Rivian talking about this too, because Rivian has a lot of horsepower and torque. They were talking about the tire bead where it matches the wheel is serrated a little bit. So there is a better contact between them when you launch that high horsepower vehicle so that the tire doesn't slip a little bit off the wheel. So minute details are super important. So that's why when you're searching for tires, it has to be very, very precise for each vehicle. So this AT4 sits a little bit higher. So I don't know if you can kind of tell. It's kind of hard to show that from afar, but there's quite a lot of space between this fender and about my, five or six fingers between my hand and the tire. This tire is 285/75 R18. So it's not a massively wide tire. This is just what they selected from the factory for this type of package. But it's also a coil suspension. You can get, of course, air suspension systems on a truck like the Denali, so you can lower it or raise it depending on your need. But this truck only has the coil suspension. So one ride height, it's slightly lifted versus some of the others. Here's another one behind you, Ian. So you can kind of see a little bit of a profile, kind of a wide view of this truck. So it's kind of sitting a little bit taller. It's got a little bit more sidewall on the tire. So it looks pretty beefy, I think. 35s. Another visual cue in the front are these painted tow hooks. And so that's another very obvious clue. And a slightly unique grille with an 84. And this truck is a little dusty. Because we've been going on these kind of gravel trails and fields. So already driving these trucks. We have more videos coming very, very soon. We'll see all the performance of a lot of these trucks. So stay tuned to oldtfl.com. You'll be able to see all of that stuff. So now let's just go over. There's two battery options on the AT4. There's so much to remember. There's so much going on here. So there's extended range and max range. The truck you see here is the maximum range. So this is 478 miles of range and also 725 horsepower. If you got a slightly smaller battery, you would get less horsepower in the motors, about 625, and obviously less driving range with that one. And that particular one, the extended range AT4, that comes with rear steer, the suspension and the tires, starts at, I'll have to double check this, it's just under 80,000. So, sorry, I need to check my note. So yeah, $79,300 before destination, and that still matches, so it's still under that $80,000 mark for the tax credits, which still exist, but it just depends on when you're watching this. So the tax credit, the federal tax credit, may or may not be in place, but as of this filming, the tax would apply, the tax credit could apply here, so you could get up to $7,500 off the price. But once again, there's a destination charge, so it's at about $81,395 for the standard range, extended range 625 horsepower version. Now the max range, the one you see here, is about 10 grand more, and it's not just the motor power increase and the bigger battery, you're also getting some other things on the inside. Let me show you the inside. You're getting the midgate, you're getting the panoramic sunroof now, you have unique treatment on the interior for the AT4 models, but for that maximum range, maximum horsepower AT4, this is the one you see here. So you can see the panoramic sunroof. You can see the treatment, unique kind of covers on the seats, unique stitching, unique dashboard treatment. So of course they're separating these trim levels visually. Of course you do have Super Cruise. And for 2026, it's now the enhanced version of the Super Cruise all the way across the board for these Sierra EVs, which also means that it will help you navigate. There's several different enhancements comes along with this. And do you want to jump in with me really quick? I want to show you a couple things. So I'm getting inside right now. So first of all, it's going through this kind of a startup screen. Now, all I have to do, there is no push button start or anything like that. I have a key on me in this AT4, and if I push the brake pedal, the truck comes to life. So it's kind of a typical experience that some other manufacturers have, like for example, Tesla's have a similar way to interface with the vehicle. And then also, of course, there are 360-degree cameras. There's different camera views and drive modes. So for this truck, there's normal off-road, tow haul, and terrain. Maximum towing on the AT4 is a little bit lower than that elevation truck. I think it has to do with the tires and some of the suspension components. It's 12,300. When you get this one we're sitting in now, because of the bigger battery and etc. The towing on this one is 10,000 pounds. So you have to be mindful of which model you're buying and how much you can tow. And of course, the terrain mode is very unique and just is available on the AT4 specifically for this off-road version. I have no idea if the AT4X is coming. I think it's possible for them to do something like that. I just don't have any information from them as far as what other trim levels might be forthcoming. But as far as I can see, AT4X could be a possibility if they wanted to, do something like this. So the other options for the enhanced Super Cruise system, now when you enable it using this button on the steering wheel, even if the highway is not pre-mapped, if you're on a different side road, it can help you lane center. So we'll have to kind of wait and see how that actually happens and how that works. And then it will also show you with a little white stripe on your mapping function, it will show you the roads that are available with Super Cruise, and then it will actually get you into exit lane according to your navigation system and help you exit and navigate. We're here in central, well, not super central, but we're up here a little bit north of Detroit, right here. So there we go. North is up. So you have this really unique interiors for each trim, and you do have physically controllable vents even below here and above. There's four of them for the driver. Sorry, there's one below here. It's kind of dark in here. And of course the passenger, and then the rear passengers also have some. Actually, if you stay right there, let me get in the rear seat really quick. You can kind of tell I'm a pretty tall dude, but I can cross my legs and sit really comfortably inside. And right now it's a little cloudy, so there's not as much sun coming in here, but I do have a panoramic roof, and I do have a little light here as well. And also there's latches here in the back to enable me to fold the mid-gate down. I can show you a little bit about it. We've had other videos, several other videos, where we show you the full capability and how to do this. But the bottom really folds forward, and then the top folds down, and you can actually fold down some of the components here like this, and then you have access to the mid gate itself, and it's a 60-40 split. So even if you fall down this 60% seat here, you still have the access to that third seat in the back, so you can have a person sitting there while you're carrying something, an extended length item in your bed. So that's how the mid gate works. And then let's go out and I want to show you the bed a little bit.
Andre,
yo,
best EV truck on the market, right?
Yeah, thumbs up, two thumbs up. So I want to show you this tailgate as well. Obviously you could fold the top portion, can have a little work surface here. You've seen this before. You can fold the entire one. Also, you could turn it into a step. Just have to be careful so there is no hitch. You have to remember that. And then you can kind of use this as a step to enter. Or there's also the bumper has a side step here. So GMC is doing several different ways. And then if you walk around this way, Ian, I could show you the power options. So you do have power export options, including 240 volts, 30 amps, so 7.2. If you're getting this maximum range trucks, you can have up to 10.2 kilowatt of power export, which is really amazing. That just opens up the capability of this vehicle. So not only can you power simple things like lights, air compressors, you could also do more complicated things. The 240 volt circuit allowed us on some other trucks that we've been using to actually use a welder off of it. So if you're at the ranch, similar to where we are now, if you need to take this truck out into the field and actually fix something, you can do it. Fix a fence, weld something, cut something, use a chainsaw, power some tools, etc. So it just expands the capability of this truck in a very, very big way. Now, I want to show you the Denali. So the Denali was actually the original truck on the Sierra EV lineup. So when they first launched the electrified Sierra, It was Denali Edition 1. This is not the Edition 1. This is a 2026 Sierra EV Denali. This is really now the third model year, like I said, of this truck. And this is the most luxurious, although they've expanded the price range. I have to use my notes here a little bit. They've expanded the price range and the battery size availability and some of the options on the Denali. So believe it or not, the Denali now starts at $69,700 before destination and $71,795 after. So if you may remember, Edition 1 truck was basically like a $100,000 truck. And now we're looking at $71,795 for the standard range battery, still all-wheel drive. I think the one we're looking here is maxed out, maximum range, all the features. I think these are 24-inch wheels, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 275/50 R24. So this is rolling on 24s. Denali, you can see it, unique design. This truck is, once again, $100,000. So if you want that $100,000 truck, it still exists, it's still here. It's still large and in charge. But if you want to be a little bit mindful with your price, but you still want the styling of a Denali, you can now select a smaller battery, a little bit fewer options, and come in at $71,000, a little bit over that. So I think, that's pretty nice. Let's show the hitch on this one, Ian, because, or actually not the hitch, just kind of the capability of this guy, because this one is hitched up to a trailer. So you can kind of see, pretty easy to reach. This is just the hitches that GMC has set up for us. I had nothing to do with this. We just flew in. They invited us to see their entire new lineup of trucks and drive the AT4. But it's pretty easy to reach. I kind of like that. You got 7-pin connector in the bumper, out of the way, nice and clean. You got camera connections right there. So if you have cameras in your trailer, you can do that as well. I do have one complaint, specifically on the AT4 as well as some of these other ones. There is no spare tire, at least included in the vehicle. So Ian, if we could jump over here really fast. One thing about off-roading is it could be hard on tires. You make one mistake, you didn't see that sharp rock, or I don't know, a stick hanging out somewhere, and you could damage your tire. So you have to be mindful of that. Even though, knock on wood, I haven't had a flat tire off-road, I don't know, in several, many, many years, it's still very possible. So you have to be mindful of that. If you do want to bring a spare wheel and tire, you may have to put it inside the bed or have some organization for that. There are lots of tie downs, so you could tie it down as well, but you have to be really mindful of that. And really, it may not be as important here, you know, if you're just commuting in your Denali truck back and forth or making short trips, but it could be very important if you are in the middle of nowhere in the desert, or in the mountains or in the forests, which don't have very limited reception or connectivity. But of course you do have OnStar, you do have all of the support with these trucks. So you do have at least some way to get help or actually contact help. But that's one thing I noticed that I didn't like as far as available features are concerned. There's a trailer here. This kind of demonstrates a little bit, let me see if I can open this, that sometimes these tailgates come very, very close to your trailer. And right now, of course, I don't want to lower this top portion of the tailgate because I'm going to hit the trailer with it. Definitely don't want to do that. I don't want to scratch this beautiful paint. This is quite unique. It's like this shade of purple. I don't know how to describe this color. Quite interesting. This also, it looks like it's fully optioned. Mid-gate here. Lots of power export. But Ian, we have to jump on the inside of this guy. And because the interior on this Denali is quite special. Before I go in the front, just look at this. So it's got this kind of cream interior, this leather. You can kind of see the spaciousness of it. All of these are the same size as far as legroom, hip room, headroom, every type of room. You have the center console with cup holders, you got heated seats, you got vents, you got USB-Cs, you got cubbies, you have a little bit of space underneath the seat if you wanted to store a couple of small items. Almost a full flat floor. There's a little bit of a hump here in the center, not too big. So lots of plenty of space for me, at least. And quite a striking interior. Let me show you in the front. Show you here. So we have a different dashboard treatment. The truck is telling me that I don't have a key. You have Denali Park or Denali Mountain. I don't know if you could see that, but you have the coordinates printed in the aluminum piece right there on the passenger side. You have kind of a wood. It looks, feels real, and I have no way to doubt that. A little trim piece. You got really unique seats, like I was talking about. This also has this center console. You've seen this before, where you can kind of slide the cup holders out of the way and reveal a little bit of a deeper space. So you could put a small purse if you have a purse, your wallet, maybe some items here, maybe a small tablet, maybe your device, your phone. You can have this little tray, and then you can kind of close all this up and have your cup holders too, and then open the center console and have a little bit more storage here. This one I don't have a key for, and it's been kind of a greenhouse sitting here, so it's quite hot in this truck right now. I cannot turn on air conditioning. Oh, by the way, ventilated front seats are available. So 84 has it, this has it. So if you option to some of the upper trim levels, you have heated and ventilated seats. So all that is available. Now let's finish up a little bit outside here. Let's take a wider view on this truck. So yeah, I want to see what you guys think as far as the entire lineup of the GMC trucks. So of course they have their internal combustion vehicles. They have their heavy duty diesels. They have their light duty 1500s. They have their GMC Canyons. They have a full lineup of those. And now they've expanded their electric lineup. So what I see them doing is not taking stuff away, but actually adding additional options. Which is always good because choice is good. I also have noticed that they're lowering their prices and available options, which is also super, super awesome. I think most of us are tired of $100,000 trucks or cars, and the fact that you can get some of these at, what, 64 grand and a half, 64 and a half grand, 71 and a half grand, 79 grand for different trim levels, I think that's really, really good. Different options, lower price points. And also, yeah, we'll see what the future brings. But I think for 2027 model year, so about a year from now, what's happening at General Motors is they announced their investment in V8 engines. So we're going to have a new V8 engine probably for 2027 model year. That's my guess. It's not going to happen in 2026 model year. At least for every information we have so far. So they're investing heavily in the V8 engines. They're also investing heavily into new chemistries for batteries. So they're working on more affordable batteries. That's coming in 2028. So just a couple years down the line, some of these trucks may be even more affordable and they're going to maintain the same performance capability, but decreased price. So we'll have to wait and see how that all turns out. Thanks for joining me on this episode of TFL Talking Trucks. So this is your overview of the entire lineup. Let me know what you think. And come back to oldtfl.com because we have drive reviews. We are going to go off-road. We're going to do some performance testing very, very soon. Range testing. We have to test a lot now because, as you saw there, there's a lot of options. There is a lot of price levels. There's a lot of battery choices. There's a lot of motor choices or motor power levels choices with these trucks. All right, I'll see you very, very soon. Thanks for joining me once again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.